that the Syria campaign has mostly is the white helmets. They're responsible for trying to publicize the white helmets in media mainly, but also in other ways, like through this recent documentary that came out, I guess, on Netflix. As to who funds them, it's hard to say. Most of their donations are actually anonymous. They are backed in large part by a billionaire, a Syrian UK billionaire whose name is Ayman Asfari. His wife also, I believe, sits on the board. And yeah, their basic reason for being is to try and push for a no-fly zone and thereby regime change.
And what about that call for a no-fly zone? Because this is something that is echoed even in the voice of Hillary Clinton and her running mate Tim Kaine when they call for the no-fly zone, the humanitarian safe zones. We hear it rebranded all the time. What is the implication of that campaign, and how is the White Helmets related to that?
Whether or not you call it a no-fly zone or a safe zone or whatever, it really just means that there's going to be about 70,000 U.S. troops that are going to be in the region, that are going to have to be in Syria to be able to take out the air support, basically, that the Syrian government has right now.
And that's according to the Pentagon itself.
Right, and that's also before Russia became involved, as I understand it. So no matter what you call it, really, it's another word for war. Now, the United States has never implemented a no-fly zone without regime change coming afterwards. You can look as you know, soon ago as Libya or, you know, Iraq, the same thing. A no-fly zone is just step one on the road to war and regime change.